Hello,
my name is Alex. We are calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our clients. We are a national public opinion firm. We would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote for Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes.
Thank you. And is your name Jesus?
No, it's my grandson. He's in Puerto Rico.
Okay, no worries. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? You will almost certainly vote. You will probably vote. Chances 50-50, or you will not vote.
Yeah, vote.
Thank you. What is your race?
Spanish.
Thank you. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
It's from Dominican.
Thank you. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always
English. Yes, Spanish.
More English than in Spanish? Spanish and
Spanish
English.
And English.
Okay.
Yes, Spanish and English.
And in what year you were born?
Yeah, 53.
Thank you. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that you are unfavorable about that person, 100 favorable, and 50 is neutral. You can use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer you feeling. If you have not opinion or you have never heard of that person, let me know. The first one is Rob Menendez. He's a U.S. congressman and candidate for Congress. From 0 to 100?
Yeah, 100.
The next one is Andy King, South Jersey U.S. congressman and candidate for U.S. Senate. From 0 to 100?
I'll put 100.
You are listening to the name, right?
Yes.
The next one is Sammy Murphy, First Lady of New Jersey and candidate for U.S. Senate. From 0 to 100?
100.
I'm sorry?
100.
From a number from 0 to 100, sir.
Yeah, 100.
Okay. Next one is Ravi Bala, mayor of Hoboken and candidate for Congress.
100?
Remember that you need to choose 0 to 100, depending on your opinion of that candidate.
Yes, 100.
The next one is Phil Murphy, governor of New Jersey.
I'm putting 100.
Stephen Fulop.
Oh, I put him so-so.
A number from 0 to 100?
I put in about 50.
Bob Menendez, senator, a candidate for U.S. Senate.
I'm 100.
Joe Biden, president of the United States.
I put in 1,000.
When you hear the name Bob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? You can give me your opinion.
Yeah, he's good.
He's good. What else?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just that, sir?
Yeah. But he's good. He's good.
Okay, would you say that you approve or disapprove the job that Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress?
Approve it.
Strongly approve or somewhat?
Approve it.
Strongly or so what?
Strongly.
And if the Democratic primary elections for U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were Andy Kim, Patricia Campos Medina, Bob Menendez, Tammy Murphy, for whom would you vote?
Melendez?
Bob Menendez.
Bob Menendez, yeah.
Okay, and the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Kylie Gacy, Ravi Vala, and Bob Menendez. For whom would you vote?
Bob Menendez.
Thank you. In the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all about Senator Bob Menendez?
Bob Menendez.
No. The question is the following, sir. In the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
A lot.
Thank you. How closely would you say that you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, someone closely, not too closely, not closely at all.
Not closely at all.
Thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about Congressman Bob Menendez. The first one says, there is no way that Congressman Bob Menendez did not know anything about his father, Senator Bob Menendez, shady and corrupt dealings. Agree or disagree with this statement?
Bob Menendez?
No, sir. Please listen to the question carefully.
Okay.
Tell me you are agree or disagree with each of the following statements about Bob Menendez. The first one says, there is no way that disagree strongly or somewhat.
Somewhat.
Okay, next one says, Congressman Bob Menendez is only in Congress because he is Senator Bob Menendez's son. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
I didn't get that one.
Congressman Bob Menendez is only in Congress because he is Senator Bob Menendez's son.
Bob Menendez's son.
Agree or disagree with this statement?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Disagree.
Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Congressman Rob Menendez is his own person and should not be punished for the action of his father, Senator Bob Menendez. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat, sir?
I didn't get that one. I don't hit so good.
Congressman Rob Menendez is his own person and should not be punished for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez. Are you agree or disagree with this statement?
Agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Congressman Bob Menendez should be held accountable for the action of his father, Senator Bob Menendez. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly agree or someone agree?
Don't agree.
Congressman Bob Menendez has not been accused for any of wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He is not involved in his father's issues in any way. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, I'm going to read some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez. I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view even if neither is exactly right. Critics of Congressman Bob Menendez said that there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme, in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the governments of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars. In exchange for favors, Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refused to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are only in public office to enrich themselves. The next one, supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez said that there has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation, because he has done nothing wrong. They say that he appears nowhere in the Justice Department charges against his father because he has nothing to do with the investigation or any of the crimes his father has been accused of committing. They say there have never been any accusation of wrongdoing of any kind against Congressman Menendez, and it would be unfair to make the son pay for the sins of the father. At the same time, they say it's unreasonable to ask a son to come out and publicly condemn his own father. Now, does the statement from critics or supporters, which one do you is closer to your opinion?
I don't think he has to be nothing with that.
I'm sorry?
He can run with him. He can get some opportunity because he's a new one. He's a young.
Okay, but you are closer to the critics or the supporters' opinion.
I don't think he has to be nothing with that. What his father do is what his father do. Nah, him.
Okay, sir, but I need your opinion. If your opinion is closer to the critics or to the supporters.
To the supporters?
Okay. Supporters much closer or someone closer?
Supporter closer.
Thank you. The next one says, of Congressman Rob Menendez says he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy, and that Menendez is only in our office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. Then supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez says that he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in a Congress like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Mayor Ras Barak, Brian Stack, and Chris Baldwin, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families, because of his records of accomplishment in Congress and his commitment to take on rise with excellence. Are you agree with critics or supporters?
Agree.
With critics or supporters, sir?
Supporters.
Much closer or somewhat closer?
More closer.
Thank you. I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you more likely, someone more likely, a little more likely, or not likely at all to support that candidate for Congress. The first one says, the first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey, from lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for child care, making easier to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible. Are you much more likely, someone more, a little more, not at all, to support that candidate?
I didn't get that one.
Let me repeat it. The first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey, from lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for childcare, making it easier to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible. This statement will make you more likely, someone likely, a little more likely, or not likely at all to support Rob Menendez.
So to Michael?
I'm sorry?
I didn't get so much that one.
Much more likely, somewhat more, a little more, or not at all.
Not at all?
Not at all likely that you are going to support that Congress candidate.
Yeah.
Okay. Hoboken Mayor Ravi Vala has 15-year record of public service and has never been handed a thing, with rising inequality and rising sea level. Vala believes that this moment requires change that is momentous. He believes that healthcare is a human right, housing is a human right, reproductive rights are human rights, and the climate crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet.
I didn't know anything about it. I'm walking.
Okay. So does this make you much more likely, someone more likely, a little more likely, or not likely at all, to support Ravi Vala?
Not likely at all.
Okay. The only Hispanic in New Jersey congressional delegation is Rob Menendez. He is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is fighting for migrant communities across the country. Much more likely, somewhat, a little, not at all.
Not at all.
Rob Menendez is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress, who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-workers agenda, who wants to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who, despite the rising crime and violence in our community, continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence, and who support the January 6th rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in power. Does this make you much more likely, someone more likely, a little more likely, or not likely at all to support Rob Menendez?
Someone likely.
Thank you. A member of the pro-choice caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez, is fighting to protect women access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land, and he is fighting to stand up to the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States. Does it make you much more likely, someone more likely, a little more likely, not likely at all to support Rob Menendez?
So more likely at all.
Thank you. Rob Menendez knows how important our healthcare is. He has fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billing more transparent, make sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and strengthen women's health care. Much more likely, someone more likely, a little more likely, not likely at all to support Rob Menendez.
Yeah, can you call me later on for the time? I got to do something now.
We almost finished, sir. After that, we will not be calling you back.
No. I got to go to the bathroom.
I can wait while you go, sir.
Can you call me back? Because I got to do something now.
We almost done, sir. Just a couple of more questions.
But keep doing it because I'm tired.
Okay, so much more likely, someone more likely, a little more likely, or not likely at all about to support Rob Menendez with that statement.
More likely to stay.
So more likely?
Thank you. Rob Menendez's top priority is delivering for his constituents no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of service, from complicated immigration requests to current red tape to put money in working people's pockets. He's fought to make our neighborhood safer and more liable. Rob and his wife are raising their two young children here. That's why Rob gets our lives, the challenges we face every day, and why he's ready to meet this moment. Much more likely, someone more likely, a little more, or not likely at all.
Some more likely, Rob.
Thank you. After hearing some more information, let me ask you again. If the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today and the candidates were Kylie Yacey, Ravi Vala, and Rob Menendez, for whom would you vote?
Rob Menendez.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a few more statements about Ravi Vala, candidate for Congress. Please tell me if his statement is accurate or what makes you most likely to vote for him. Ravi Vala is a corrupt and incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated pattern of shady dealings. Vala's law license was suspended by New Jersey and New York for engaging in what they call, quote, dishonest and distasteful conduct. End quote. In separate incident, Vala used his position on the city council to renew a taxpayer-funded city contract with a lawyer with whom he shared office space. In yet another incident, Vala was accused of breaking, quote, the most important state pay-to-pay reform law 3 years in a row. Does this make much likely, less likely, a little likely, or not likely at all to support Ravi Vala?
So likely.
Thank you. Ravi Vala is an hypocrite when it comes to criticizing the ethnics of others. Vala has his law license revoked in New Jersey and New York, where he has discipline for being, quote, dishonest and distasteful. And he has twice been the subject of federal tax liens for tens of thousands of dollars in unpaid taxes, and he has been sued on multiple occasions for failing to pay his personal debt, and Vala twice tried to avoid pay-to-play laws by failing to file the legally required disclosures form. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little or not likely at all to support Ravi Vala.
Someone like it.
Thank you. Ravi Vala is too close to the Republican Party. Vala hit praise on Chris Christie and talked publicly about endorsing Republican Christie for re-election over Democrat Vala. Lost to represent New Jersey Republicans when they sued Governor Murphy over his response to the pandemic. Vala was even business partners with the Republican state chairman. Much less likely, someone less, a little less, or not likely at all.
Not likely at all.
Thank you. Ravi Vala has failed and incompetent as mayor of Hoboken, where taxes and expanding have increased by nearly 20% of his watch, including a massive 50% jump in spending for his own. Office his election. Vala takes credit for the work of others, even a major environmental project started by a different mayor. Much less likely, someone less likely, a little or not at all likely to support Ravi Vala.
Someone like it?
And in a district that is overwhelming Hispanic, Ravi Vala is running to unseat New York's only Hispanic congressman after using behind the scenes a chance to remove a Latina from the state assembly. Much less likely, someone less likely, a little less likely, not likely at all. And after hearing that information, let me ask you one last time. If the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today and the candidates were Kylie Yacey and Ravi Vala and Rob Menendez, for whom would you vote?
Rob Menendez.
Thank you. Finally, just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends and family?
No, I'm renting.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
sensitive.
I'm sorry?
Are you good, Felix?
Yeah, the last grade of schooling that you have completed.
For grade.
Thank you. Are you current, retired, or member of a labor union?
No, retired.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes, Madam Supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Emmanuel.
Okay, thank you so much for your time. Please enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
De las lesiones.
Pero tú lo cogiste Skyline. Cuando tú lo que dice Skyline, no lo cojas.